All right, folks, thanks for sticking it through Sunday afternoon, 3:35. This next talk, we're going to continue on the sustainability theme, and it's Ruth Seeley and her two panelists are going to talk about what it takes to sustain a project once it's successful.
All right, hi.
Thank you.
The camera doesn't hear. Oh, now the camera hears me. Awesome. Hi. As she said, my name is Ruth Seeley. I see many familiar faces. I may have met you in many open source places over the years. These days, I run an OSPO at a data analytics company called SAS, and I am president of the Apache Software Foundation and serve on the OSI board. I make my way into lots of communities, but somehow this has all led to me talking a lot in the last year or two about the sustainability of the open source ecosystem, and in a lot of ways. I think often when we say the word sustainability, people hear money. We need more money, that it's about funding, but there's so many more aspects to it than that. And so I've been thinking a lot about how we got here and the history of open source. And so I'm going to give you the tiny bit, but if that's interesting to you, if you can Google my name, if you look up this panel and the future of open source, I go through the whole history of how we got here. But in short, when in the late 1900s, some guy in my dorm slid me a Linux CD, the ecosystem was much smaller. It wasn't truly this ecosystem yet. It was some open source folks doing this thing that was useful to them. And we had a lot fewer needs in terms of funding. And we didn't have any mentors because we were still building the ship while we were sailing it across the ocean. And this ocean turned into the whole planet, because now that little thing that we were just kind of doing because it was useful underpins every piece of software that runs everything that we all use and rely on every single day for everything. And that turned into so much more. And that's why sustainability means so much more than the funding, even though that's a part of it. One of my favorite news articles in open source history is in January 1999 in the New York Times, there's this grammatically fantastically terrible headline that says, "Free access to a software code may come into its own in 1999. I would say our free access to a software code has finally come into its own, but along with that has come a lot of regulatory movement, not just, so here many of you are probably familiar with the CRA, so much is happening in Europe, but around the world, wherever you may be from, there's a lot happening with an eye on open source software. And a lot of that is because the security landscape has changed so much. Because you don't generally threaten things that aren't interesting, that aren't used, and now we are the thing that everyone uses. And so security is a concern for the sustainability for the future. The funding is a concern because meeting those security requirements are going to cost money. And like I said, we didn't have mentors 20, 30 years ago because we were all figuring out as we went along. And so now, an interesting side effect of that is we also don't have mentors in mentoring. So that's the next thing that we all, those of us who are measuring things in the late 1900s, have to figure out is how to be good role models to the next generation to grow the community so that it continues to be successful. And if you look up sustainability, like what does that really mean? You generally get some sort of definition about sustain, like keeping things as they are for the future, except that's not what we want either. I think we actually need a new term because we want to continue the growth of the success of open source software into something even bigger than what it's become. So I will stop there and let my two friends who are experts in bits of this thing that I'm talking about introduce themselves and explain what sustainability means to you and your part of the open source ecosystem.
Hello, everyone. I am Richard Littauer. Hi. I'm a PhD student in New Zealand. I also run a network of community open source program offices. A community of university open source program offices, so academic open source, called Curious. And for the past 8 years, I've been running a podcast called Sustain Open Source Software about the sustainability of open source software. So we've had like 400 episodes about this, and I have no idea what it means, and I hate the word sustainability. So, awkward. I also ran GNOME last year. Don't do that if you live in New Zealand. It's really bad time zones. So what does sustainability mean to me? It's a completely meaningless word. It's actually like a bad word. Keeping things going doesn't talk about the fact that most of our communities are broken in really important ways. They're either broken because the funding is wrong, or they're broken because other people are trying to extract value out of them, or because we're burning out our maintainers. So I really don't like the word sustainability at all, because every single project can get better. I'd rather have like growth or something else. I also run a project, or I'm part of the organizers for Open Sustain Technology, which is the largest database of sustainable projects for the climate crisis. And that's like the other word for sustainability, right? Like, let's keep environmental sustainability going. And the fact that those two terms bleed over all the time makes the word even worse. So when I hear the word sustainability, when you ask me about the panel, I kind of cried a bit, and I'm still working.